Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
God is never going back. He's always going forward. And the best thing you can do is not get stuck on the blessings of 2019, but look forward to 2020 and say, you know what? If God was that big back then, He's going to be a bigger God in 2020. I trust you, God. I trust you.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's go back into this recent sermon series with Pastor Rogers. This is the final part from this sermon series, Mind Management. Let's go back into the message with Pastor Rogers. This is Mind Management, Part 7.
The moment that happened, you've got this long line of gods here, all these G's. You got Buddha, you got Krishna, you got this, you got the million gods of the Hindus. The cow's a god, the roach is a god, the caterpillar's a god, all these gods, they're all lined up. But the moment you identify yourself with Jesus Christ, who steps out of the pack, are y'all with me right here? Things change. Now that's very important for us to understand, because many people believe that God exists, and their belief system takes them no further than that long line of all these gods. I believe in this one and that one, Buddha and all the rest of them. I believe they all exist. But the difference between me believing and coming to this house tonight to read this book and learn about somebody who's not physically walking around with us right now is the difference in believing and trusting. Trusting God means to be assured in the reliance of that person's character, ability, strength, or truth of someone or something. In other words, for those years that God took them on purpose through the wilderness, it wasn't an accident that God led them there. It says it in the scripture. That He led them on purpose through the wilderness to purify them, the process. He's going to do the same thing for all of us. You're going to have a wilderness experience more than one time in your Christian walk, because for every new level, you're going to go through a purging of what was. This is important for you to understand, because many people lose their faith, their trust in God, when they get in the wilderness and they don't feel God, they don't see God. Some tragedy or crisis comes and there they are, and it feels cold as ice, and you don't feel anything, and you don't sense anything, and you're having to come to church and lift your hands and worship God when you're not sensing anything. Are y'all with me? Trusting God is different than just believing in God. Trusting God means He's going to prove Himself to you, but you must learn Him in that moment, because there will be a test on the other side. Look at somebody and tell them there will be a test. All right, so trusting then, basically, these are the definitions we gave to you last week, that trusting is that, and I cannot stress to you, this is not a biblical definition. This is Webster, who says that trust is manifest. I get married, right? So I get married. You believe in me, I believe in you. I believe I can fly. Right? We believe in each other, you know. Do you love me? Yes, I believe you. All you got's their word. What gives you confidence to know that when the chips are down and the situation's bad and you fight with one another, I'm sorry, have an intensive moment of fellowship with one another? Because today, I mean, my wife and I have been ministering to people that are not, don't even go to this church, and saying, please pray for me. My husband of 48 years just walked out the door. I think he loves a younger woman. He don't love a younger woman. He lusts a younger woman. What is it? What is it that brings us to a place where after the feeling is gone? There's a 70s song that's popping up in my head, but I don't remember what it is, and maybe it's God blocking it for you all. After the love is gone. Okay, there it is. I got it out. I could not. I'm sorry. You just have to bear with me. I'm a child of the 70s. Some of you don't know what I'm talking about. So anyway, after the love is gone, after you're feeling like, you know, what keeps it together? There has to be something where you get to know one another to the degree that when I'm laying on the bed in the hospital and there's tubes running in and out of me and the doctor comes in and says, we need to do this and this, and I can't respond, I need to know that I can trust you enough. Because of the way we've dealt with one another over the years, and we've learned one another enough that you know me and I know you, and now you don't have to worry about what I'm going to do. You can trust me. Wow. Unfortunately, we're living in a time period where people undermine trust by doing things because their feelings get involved. I don't feel like I love them anymore. Well, understand, love is not an emotion. It's an act of your will. I fell out of love. No, you didn't fall out of love. You just stopped loving. Now, whatever that looks like, and it's varied today, I promise you, it's so variable today that there's any number of issues that are out there. So I'm not broad brushing everything, but I am telling you that we don't try to love many times past what we feel. Somebody hurts my feelings, and now I mean, look at what we're seeing in the whole thing of the United States right now. We can't even communicate with one another because we don't trust one another, because there's lying going on, all this cheating, all this mess going on, and it just continues to rip apart. Even in churches. So people are walking out on one another after years of marriage without even trying. I'm done. What? Hold it. Time out. Have you ever done anything in your life that you hoped that somebody would forgive you and restore you? Just asking. Have you ever done anything in your life? Have you ever done anything wrong in your life whatsoever, or have you been like the second Immaculate Conception? Because I can tell you right now, your mama, though she loved you so much, you were still a pain on your arrival here. See? What am I trying to tell you? I'm trying to tell you that trust is built. Trust is built. This is what was happening in the wilderness. This is the process that we must engage. And some days it's going to be up and some days it's going to be down. But thank God, God is not wishy-washy with us. He's not making up the rules again today, rewriting his word. His word is already forever settled. So I can trust him when he says, I will be faithful to you. Now, when people say they're going to be faithful to you, they won't be faithful to you. But I can trust God even when I don't feel him and sense him. I can trust him because he's been faithful in time past and he will be faithful in the future. That's trust. This was the ingredient that was missing. And it was not, they would not trust God to the degree that their heart became what God called evil. Why is it evil? Because it is directly against God saying that you can take the land, you can possess the land. And they said to God, no, we can't. Furthermore, no, we won't. We will not do what you said because we're afraid, because there's giants in the land, because this, and all of our excuses run down. He said, well, okay, if that's the way you want it, but I just want to let you know, all this generation is going to die in the wilderness. But, and I was thinking about it today, as getting ready to come here. You know, God could have just as easy said, all right, y'all want to go back to Egypt? Okay, here's the path back. I'm going to let y'all all go back to Egypt. Y'all can get up underneath the bondage back over there, and I'll take your babies and take them into the promised land. But God said, no. That's what an evil heart of unbelief becomes. See? Are you with me? So you're not going to trust God? You need to understand that it's going to have a ripple effect in your life, and you're not going to, just because you want to go back to Egypt, it would have been a disgrace to God to pull them out, take them into the wilderness, and then when they got right to the edge and say, okay, we'll just take you back. Moses said, you can't do that, God, lest your name becomes besmirched. You're the God who delivered your people out. He said, well, then here's what I'm going to do. You're going to walk around in the wilderness for 40 years, and your children are going to get to inherit what you would not. Are y'all with me there? Now, listen, this translates so many different ways, and I want to bring it to you really quick as I can here, but the grace of God, Bible says, has appeared to all men. The grace of God has appeared to all men, and many times we want to regulate this thing as far as our mind management is concerned and the processes we go through strictly to our salvation, and we want to live, let me say it like this, we want to live off of the fumes of our salvation instead of taking responsibility to learn the Lord so that we can trust Him and move into a different area. So we stay dwarfed in our mentality. Because we had a mentality of a slave mentality for 400 years, and we will not change our mind in the process of the wilderness, so we live in this save me, Jesus, every week mentality. So what happens? The results are we don't change our mind. So if we don't change our mind when we have time to change it, what happens? Other generations are affected. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Other generations are affected. So now, let's just take today. We're at a place right now where almost one quarter of the United States says, I have no religious affiliation whatsoever. I don't even believe in God. So the results of years of neglect and not trusting God has brought us to now start to see a generation in the United States that no longer even go to church. They don't have nothing to do with this Bible. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, I challenge any of you to go online and check out the churches of England. I brought it to you several weeks ago. When we will not learn to trust God in the wilderness, if we don't learn to trust God in the wilderness and then take the step out of that process into our promise, we will fall just like they did in the wilderness and become much like England today, where the Welsh revivals and all were going on. I mean, it was the seat of Christianity. And now churches have not just closed, but they've been turned into bed and breakfasts and bars and all kinds of different things are occupying churches in England because of the lack of interest. Let me say it like this, unbelief blankets the place. America is on its way there if we as the church don't rise up in this hour and say, not only do I believe you, God, but I trust you enough to take me and my family into the place that you want us to go.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the Word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.